Hey guys, Will Durst here with a warning, because when the days to an election dwindle down to a precious few, something happens to candidates, especially when prospects for victory appear slimmer than an emaciated giraffe in a funhouse mirror. And we should prepare not just for October surprises, but October lightning bolts tossed by Odin himself, October 80 megaton hydrogen bombshells, and October exposés that will make your mouth hang open long enough to attract bottle flies. So here's a sample of what may come down in these final weeks of this, the most important election of your lifetime. Yes, again. October 2nd. Breitbart News discovers that when the first words of Hillary Clinton's deleted emails from 2009 are arranged chronologically, a love letter to Lucifer is revealed in which she calls him smoochy. October 10th. Photographs showing Donald Trump poking a group of special needs preschoolers with a stick are laughed off by the candidate as political correctness run amok. His poll numbers rise. October 14th. En route to a campaign stop in South Carolina, Hillary Clinton rushes into a burning building to rescue a litter of newborn kittens. Her poll numbers do not budge. October 22nd, Donald Trump explains that pushing an old lady in a wheelchair down a flight of stairs was a therapeutic attempt to jar loose her cramped muscles. His poll numbers rise. October 28th, murky footage from a surveillance camera showing Donald Trump shooting a stranger in the middle of Fifth Avenue in New York City racks up 3 million hits on YouTube in 4 hours. His poll numbers rise. November 1st, a report surfaces that Donald Trump has a calendar in which October has 32 days. The candidate agrees that many people have told him this. Important people. Top people. Despite evidence to the contrary, supporters feel in their heart it must be true and make plans to vote a day late. November 8th, Trump loses. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Get it? It's a hoist on your own petard thing.